My name is Ashok Mulu, and in this program, we'll be talking about the final push to eradicate dracunculiasis, also known as guinea worm disease. 20 years ago, there was an estimated 3.5 million cases of guinea worm disease in about 20 countries of the world. In 2008, this number dwindled to 4,619 cases found mainly in 6 African countries. Reduction in the number of cases reported to WHO has been consistent. Now, the World Health Organization is calling for heightened surveillance to enable the speedier eradication of guinea worm disease. The target for the eradication of guinea worm disease is 2009. However, unfavorable and unforeseen circumstances have hampered interruption of transmission and created conditions favoring recurrence of the disease in some parts of sub-Saharan Africa. With additional financial assistance and mobilization of resources, WHO hopes to speed up the process. Dr. Gautam Biswas is Project Manager, WHO's Enhanced Guinea Worm Eradication Program.
We have had cases of resurgence that can be attributed to lapses in surveillance and supervision, mobility of individuals across national and international borders, civil strife, and security reasons further negatively impact their containment. And once resurgence of cases is reported in areas which are previously free or were never affected before, it just sets back the eradication clock for that particular country for some time. The year 2009 being the target year to stop all guinea worm transmission, every worm needs to be detected and adequately contained before it can contaminate water sources.
Maintaining a heightened surveillance system after the last recorded case of guinea worm disease is strategically challenging. It involves mobilization of health workers, logistics, and administrative backup support, including mobilization of endemic communities. At this point, improved and accurate coordination between field staff and reporting channels becomes important. The way forward is to try and align as much as possible surveillance for guinea worm disease in existing integrated surveillance systems, which may also need strengthening in many rural areas where the disease is endemic. Guinea worm disease, now found in the most deprived regions of Africa, is transmitted uniquely by drinking contaminated water. Those affected by the disease are often unable to attend school, to farm, or to do other work, resulting in increased poverty. The disease is easily prevented through simple measures such as filtering all drinking water and educating infected people never to wade into water, which perpetuates the life cycle of the disease.